Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soho Theatre and to Mr. Game Show. Please welcome to the stage the host of Mr. Game Show. It's Mike Wozniak. It's Mr. Game Show. Welcome. Thank you. That's probably enough of the intro. Yes, that's enough of the intro music. Thank you very much for coming. Welcome. Question: show business. Answer. Again, I mean, this is me trying my catchphrase out, and it's not, the answer is Mr. Game Show. I'm trying something new here. Question, show, business, answer, Mr. Game Show. Can we try that again? No one's been debriefed? No one debriefed you? There was no warm-up act prior to the... Right. Question, show, business, answer...
Mr. Game Show.
Very lacklustre. I mean, is it worth trying another punt? What do you think? No? Thank you. Immediate feedback. Well, thank you very much for coming. It's a game show, and it's in podcast form, ladies and gentlemen, which I'm sure... I mean, who needs telly, right? I mean, I'm sure if Bruce Forsyth was still alive today, that would be the format he would have chosen. Such creative freedom. I'm saying that because, I mean, obviously we're recording this in October 2015, and it doesn't go out until November, or people may be listening later. I've got to play the odds. I say that with the greatest of respect, of course, because the man is a national treasure and a game show hero of mine, and obviously hasn't been implicated in any historical... Let's move on from all that stuff. And let's bring to the stage my tremendous assistant. I'm lucky to have her. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Diane Morgan. Here she comes. Radiant. Diane Morgan. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank Hello, you. Good evening,
oh,
Diane.
Look
at him. It's an audio podcast. Remember that? If you want me to fill that in at home, it's actually pointed at a man and said, look at him. And just a
it
man.
It looks like he's from the 1930s. Was that the era you were going for?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
I painted a picture.
Yes, says the man. Already a bit too aggressive towards the audience. Diane, how are you settling in on the show?
Fine, yeah.
So, Diane, tell me, what's your favourite game show memory from the game shows of your childhood?
I never really watched game shows when I was younger.
You've never really watched game shows? Come on, it's the pinnacle, it's the flagship of light entertainment, surely.
I just can't see the fucking point.
Diane Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. And Dan, perhaps your first role as my co-host this evening, could you bring to the stage our wonderful celebrity guests?
Yes, I will. Our first guest is Dane Baptiste.
There he is. Welcome, Dane.
Baptiste was nominated for an Edinburgh Comedy Award in 2014. Is that right?
Yeah, that's great.
In 2015, he won a place in the Guinness Book of World Records for eating the most beans in 7 minutes. Dame Baptiste.
Is that true, Dame? It's not true, is it? Diane...
Not technically, it wasn't officiated, but I feel like it was a good...
Okay.
He's really hungry, so...
Can we have your next carefully researched introduction, please?
Our second guest tonight is Lucy Porter!
Lucy Porter!
Contrary to popular belief, Lucy Porter is an actual person. Lucy entertains people up and down the country with her bouncy, feel-good style of comedy. She's currently on medication for severe clinical depression.
Thank you, Diane. Well, let's see, Diane, if the prizes that we've got for tonight match in any way our contestants' dreams. What have you got for us, Diane?
It's laser eye surgery.
I would like to use a laser, so that's all right.
Okay. I think someone else would probably train professional. Well, I don't know, you do it sort of home. Well, it's Diane, isn't it? So I mean, it might be, what is this, a proper place or like a home kit? Or
Halfords.
Halfords, fine.
Well, I'd like laser hair removal, so if you just
could
aim
you
slightly low.
Oh,
we
could probably do a deal. Yeah.
Aim slightly. Hang on, aim slightly.
It's, well, low. Lower than my. Well, I don't want a hair removal from my head or eyebrows,
oh, right.
So it would be lower.
It
I'm not prepared
lower.
To say where lower
just
than my eyes it
kind
is.
Kind of zap you from the sort of neck down, sort of Death Star kind of
yeah.
ray.
Nose down, really, if we're completely honest, so yes.
Just gonna let that sink in. Good, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, let's see. Who wins that? We're going to play our first proper question round. It's coming right up, but unfortunately, given the only negative thing about podcasts is we don't have a budget for buzzers. So you, the audience, tonight will be our buzzers. This side of the room, you are Lucy's side, and this side is Dane's side. You will generate the buzz for our contestants when they raise their arms, and Lucy and Dane, you can choose whether you have a noise you would like them to generate for you, or whether you want to deploy audience hive brain and see what noise they come up with themselves. Lucy,
I've got a suggestion, but I'm prepared to... I was thinking a Sid James-style filthy laugh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, let's hear that. You might need to put your arm up and then they'll know.
sort of penguin parade at the zoo, more
yeah.
really, isn't it?
Can we boost on that so we can register that on the microphones? I mean, listeners at home will not. I mean, we've got literally hundreds and hundreds of people in the audience tonight, but the mics are only really sort of picking up the first row or two, so it only sounds like we've got about 28 people here.
Do you know, tonight, Mike, on my way here, I ran into Bradley Walsh, the lovely Bradley Walsh, and he was going to the first night of Tarby and Des O'Connor at the London Palladium. And I was coming here, and I feel I've won.
Triple name drop from Lucy Porter. I'm sure we'll score us some bonus points at some point. Let's stick your arm in the air and let's hear that Sid James buzzer once again. See, it's nice and loud. There we go. Nice. Dane, for your buzzer, have you got a suggestion, or do you want to deploy audience hive brain?
I feel bad about making you have to conform to the same sound.
Okay.
So can we just like say, let's just say farmyard animals.
Okay, raise your arm and let's see what happens. Very nice. I think we're ready.
Very good, guys.
The first proper question round, which is Captain Knowledge.
Aye, Captain Knowledge.
Do you know facts for the level of a captain? Can you a looker from a Royal Navy chaplain. Read the kernel of facts on the sergeant of fools. This round is super tricky if you went to homeschool.
Captain Knowledge. No one should be educated exclusively by their parents. Who will be Captain Knowledge?
Too long, isn't it?
You like... No, I think that's... It's a major round.
I feel I no longer need to go to South America now.
Exactly! Exactly. Right, so this is fingers on buzzers / arm in the air buzzers. Audience ready? Contestants ready? Question one. Van Gogh cut off his ear. The lesser-known artist, Van Gogh, cut off his ear. Why? Dane.
Was it in protest because his girlfriend left him or something? And then, I don't know, he was just like, if you leave me, I'll self-harm. She's like, go on then. And he was like, right.
It's more than I know, mate. I'm going to give you a point for that.
Thanks.
Sweet answer.
Good. Very good.
And applause. Question two. What are the primary colours? Lucy?
Did I just get that? They are red.
Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. That should have been. What are the Primark colours?
Taupe, coral and disappointment.
I've got no idea. Is that right, Diane?
No, that's wrong.
Okay.
Can I try and seize the point back?
Oh, just stick me on it. Yeah. Buzz in.
It would be the dried tears of children from sweatshops.
Is the right answer. Yeah. Question three. Where is Magnetic South? Lucy.
The Falkland Islands.
Correct. Question four. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Here they are all standing in a row. Big one, small one, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist. That's what the showman said. Oh, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of my life, singing roll a bowl, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
I'll square with you. I hadn't actually finished the question. I'm just going to have to accept that as an answer and move on. Question five. Hypothetically, if someone that you accidentally befriended on Facebook because you thought they were a gig promoter, hypothetically speaking, began asking you to send them samples of your hair. this isn't real. This is going on. There's no answer to this. I just could do with some advice. There's a young man called Chris Gladding. Chris Gladding, his name, has been getting in touch and wants me to send him samples of my hair. Got any advice for that? Dane.
I would. Somewhere you can grow it back, maybe like around the facial hair.
So I should send him some hair.
How well paid is the gig?
Well, I don't think he is a gig promoter. I thought he was a gig promoter. That's why.
What does he do? What do you kind of speculate his lifestyle is? Because if it's for DNA purposes, then maybe a bad idea.
It's hard to tell because I've looked at his Facebook page, mm-hmm. and at the moment it's just lots of sort of pictures of bits of hair.
Okay, but nothing involving like maybe cloning or ritualistic murder.
I guess ritualistic murder, I would just check
those. If there's no ritualistic murder or sacrifice, right, or any kind of voodoo practice,
right,
then it should be safe.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. It sounds like good advice. Yeah. Great. Dane and Lucy, what are the scores at the end of that round, Diane?
The scores are... Lucy has 3 points. Dane has 7 points.
Very good. You're right, Diane, you're sort of wandering around the audience a bit there.
I'm just going to the toilet.
All right. It's almost as if we should have factored in time before the show for that, isn't it? Hopefully she'll be back soon, because the next round is Diane Critical. It is, in fact, Diane's round that she's organised. and she knows perfectly well. The next round is What's in the Box?
What's in the Box? What's in the box? It's a mystery. What's in the box? And will I get to keep it? No, we own the thing in the box. Nothing more intriguing than a thing in a box. Gosh, I wonder what it could be. One could it be? A cock in the box? No, this isn't Game of Thrones, it's Mr. Game Show.
What's in the box? Each contestant will hopefully, if Diane comes back, be presented with a sealed box. They can do anything except look in the box to determine what's in the box, and if they're right, they can keep the contents of the box or sign it and give it to Planet Hollywood. It's up to them. Dane, you're up first by the looks of things.
It was empty.
What? Right. But surely you...
I've put something in the box.
Dane, what's in the box?
Don't look in it, right? Just weigh it.
What are you thinking, Dane? You're jiggling it about a bit.
Not too fragile.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope not. Given the jiggling.
Hey, what are you doing?
What? I think the only thing you're not allowed to do is look in the box. So I can see, I can see why you're making a bid to have a good old look in.
Yeah,
it's been very poorly gaffer taped at the top by...
Based on density...
I'm going to have to hurry you. Come on.
It's like a vegetable.
A vegetable?
Yeah.
Close.
What is it, Diane? Mind the glasses. Oh, my God. It's a pineapple.
Yeah. It's a pineapple.
Thanks, Diane. Great work. I mean, is there another box? Is Lucy going to get a go?
Yeah, hang on.
I mean, to listen at home, it sounds as if you're on the stage.
I forgot to put it in the box.
Oh, my gosh. is this supposed to be one of our sort of briefer rounds? One of our snappy...
I'm back.
Yeah.
Right.
What's your strategy going to be here, Lucy?
Smell. I don't know, since Dane didn't smell it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to deploy all five of my senses.
Pineapples aren't that fragrant, in my experience.
There you go.
True, especially when they're in a box.
There's a slight hole in the box.
Giving it a good shake, giving it a good sniff. She's thinking.
Is it a puppy?
I sincerely hope not, but it's possible with Diane.
Is it another pineapple?
Shall we see?
She can't. Well, I would hope not.
It is another pineapple.
It's another pineapple. Thank you, Diane. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio audience, it's your round, really. It's crowd noise.
Crowd makes some noise. The contestants will guess what the noise could be. Crowd makes some noise. Use your mouths or limbs. Don't sit there silently. The noise could be a creature, or a person, or a vehicle, or a thing. If the noise was the noise of a microwave, you might make a noise like ping, ping. Crowd makes some noise like the noise of a sponge or a dog or a wind-up toy. Crowd makes some noise, make some audible noise. Please crowd the round, it's crowd noise. Crowd noise, crowd noise, crowd noise. Crowd makes some noise!
Yeah, right, okay. So this is your round, crowd, in which you must generate a noise that is written on a card that Diane will shortly show you. The audience is not allowed to use words or physical signals, and our guests must guess what that noise is. And the quickest to it, of course, wins the point. Diane, please reveal to our studio audience what noise they must generate. For our contestants to guess, and for the audience at home, that noise is... I was going to say take it away, crowd, but they've already started. They've gone for it already.
Well, it's sounding like vibrator injury so far, but...
Okay.
I suspect that's not what it is.
You've got to buzz in as well, by the way. That might complicate things slightly because they're also trying to make the noise. Dane.
I think that was an industrial cleaner used in hotels that has caught a pet accidentally.
Is that correct, Dane? No? Okay, take it away again. Try again, crowd. Let's have another go. Dane.
It's the sound of a paper cut that a cow has received.
Oh, sounds like he's close. I don't know what
it is. Oh, that's a clue.
What could it be? You going to try again? Try again, crowd. One more. Lucy.
Thank you. Sort of all the noises are running into one another now, aren't they? Is it someone cutting themselves shaving?
Yay!
Oh, holy moly. Well done, Lucy. Diane, the next.
That was amazing. I've never heard that conveyed so.
Yeah,
you know,
beautiful job by the crowd.
Can you cut yourself with an electric razor, crowd?
Why, was someone doing an electric shaver?
There was a buzz, which gave me the idea that it was either...
I heard the buzz. I think it was coming from this area.
I think they were in like a sort of communal bathroom, like a sort of barracks or something.
Oh,
and
okay,
someone in the background is shaving with electric.
Okay.
It's just texture. All right.
But you could do with a hair razor, you could cut an ear or something.
A very rare thing, the hair razor. You could. Crowd, are you ready for your next noise?
What's the next one?
Here we go. Take it away, crowd. Give that to Dane. Dane?
That was a cluster bomb that contains various cats.
It was close, so I'll give you half a point.
Feels military, it does feel military,
it does,
I agree.
Yeah,
I had a helicopter, I thought it was something helicopter based.
Okay, remember, this is a very sophisticated crowd, they're adding all sorts of detail into this soundscape.
Is it a helicopter piloted by a vengeful cat?
I think there was one of those in there, yeah, but that wasn't the only thing going on in this particular theatre. So that once
just
again,
war
please,
crimes. Just war crimes, generally.
Yeah, I'll give you that. War.
War. Well done, crowd.
Okay.
Very good. We've got one more there, Diane.
We've got one
crowd?
More. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Take it away, crowd. Lucy.
Snake operating an espresso machine.
No, sounds unlikely. No, let's try again. Let's hear that again, crowd, and you might have to modify things slightly unless there was a snake involved.
That's good. It's good. They're really good.
I feel it's a sound. It sounded like a puncture wound, and then like if a samurai gets cut by cut by somebody, it would go and then.
Right.
I got that. So
no,
I think what that samurai might have done earlier in the day, for example.
Weeing.
When preparing breakfast,
weeing.
You needed a breakfast
after
is a very important meal.
After the wee.
Frying something for breakfast. Frying a thing. I've got a wink from Diane.
Running a bath.
What? Frying a bath?
Running a bath.
Frying an egg. Lucy again. Terrific work. And then crowd, give yourselves a round of applause for that outstanding Foley work.
So that was the sound of egg cracking. But crowd, you didn't have your pan at a suitable temperature beforehand.
Don't blame your crowd. They were great, these lot.
More explicit if a hen had laid the egg. You could have done a little bit more of the journey.
Yeah. I know you've moved into the country recently, but that's not, most people just buy the egg and then just sort of lay it straight into the pan.
And they never think about the journey, do they, mate?
Shave the chicken over the pan and, yeah.
They never think.
Also, I don't think it was clear whether or not the egg was cracked on the pan or on the spatula, so... We're saying,
well, audience, when was it cracked? What's that?
But there's a distinct sound between cracking it on the pan or cracking it. Okay, fine, thank you.
That's fine. I'm not even going to criticise. Yeah, Diane. Right, next round. Let's have. It's time for Vox Pops.
Vox Pops. Sweet Vox Pops. What popped out of the pops is Vox. It's Vox Pops.
We took a fact survey of people with literally just nothing better to do. Because who else fills in a survey? And here are some of their answers that we've recorded. But what were the questions we asked them? Okay, it's fingers on buzzers for this round. Okay. And here is the first answer. But what was the question?
The same as yours.
What was the question? Dane.
How's your pizza?
It's a strong answer. It's not the right one. Any further guesses? Lucy. You're generally supposed to have known the answer before you buzz in.
I just thought I was going to do something about Midge yours, and then it was going to be... Do you see what I mean? Like, I was going U-R-E apostrophe S somehow, trying to make that the same as yours. So
you're going, what you're were going the, to, you're still going to?
How many chart, how many, how, what was the number of chart hits recorded by the members of Ultravox who weren't Midge?
Same as you. No buzzer for that, Diane. I mean, that went on for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, it was extraordinary.
Diane, luckily, has lost interest.
It's an extraordinary answer. I'm going to give you half a point of that just because it was... I mean, you got there in the end, I think.
I had to show
my
workings, but the same as Midge yours.
Same as yours. The question was simply, what's the worst name to give to a child? That's it. Question two. What question prompted this answer?
Duncan Ferguson.
Lucy.
Which footballer was almost condemned to become an alcoholic by the fact that his name rhymes with drunken?
Football fan, Ben?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who this man was.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
So that's my answer to this question is, who are you?
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, the actual question for this was, who is the most famous person in the world? as I say, not a completely normal sort of selection group for the survey. Let's say question three. The answer was?
Justin Timberlake.
What was the question?
Who's the most famous person in the
same
world?
Question, exactly. Well done, Lucy, yeah. And question four, the answer was?
John Major.
What was the question?
I'm not going to risk it another time. I'm going to risk it another time.
Lucy.
Who's the most famous person in the world?
No, Dane.
Who is the least favourite famous person in the world?
It is the right answer. It's who is the least famous person in the world? And apparently that is... the least famous is John Major. I mean, Diane is just gone. Diane, are you knocking about? Well, I mean, do you know what the scores are at the end of that round? Are you paying attention?
Pizza's arrived. Lucy's got 79 points. Diane has 3.
We're getting there. We're going to do another fingers on buzzers round. I mean, this is another one that Diane has organised for us. We're going to play in a track that Diane has made for us. This round is, whose house has Diane broken into this week?
Right, I'm here, I'm in Hackney. He's just left, so I'm gonna wrap my hand in a tea towel, and smash his window in. All right, here goes. Right, I'm in. I've punched through the glass partition and... Okay, I'm in. That was quite nice. There's a lot of exposed brick. It's quite trendy, sort of minimal. Doesn't look like he spends a massive amount of time here. Let's have a look what's in the fridge. It's all open plan. Okay, there's in the fridge. There's nothing in the fridge apart from some champagne and some squirty cream. Right, let's see what's over here. Some unread newspapers. There's some bowls of prophylactics, or sheaths, if you will. What else? There's some books. Some books that he's written. And some books with Che Guevara on the front. Right, I'm going to go to the bedroom. Okay, let's see. Okay. All right, I'm in the bedroom. All right, there's a naked woman asleep in the bed. She looks like she's asleep. Oh shit. And you've stood on something, it's quite dark in here, the curtains are pulled. There's some skinny jeans on the floor, a sort of wanker style vest, some rosary beads, a mass manufactured Buddha, and I think that's pretty much it, right? Whose house have I broken into?
Is it Russell Brand?
It's Russell Brand!
Oh, man.
Well done.
Very good.
Not that I've been there or anything, you know.
And, well, that noise tells me that we have run out of time. Noise, Diane. Thank you, Diane. That noise tells me that we have run out of time. We're way off what we intended to do, but we're going to be booted out of this place in a second, so we're going to have to do a kind of sudden death, fingers on buzzers, panic round. Panic, 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 panic. Okay, last chance to get some points. Are you ready? This is, I mean, we don't have time. Yeah, fine, I'm just going to have to do the very ends of the questions. Are you ready?
Come on then. I'm ready if you're ready. Are you ready?
Question one, true or false?
True.
Correct. I can indeed, but I need to have stretched thoroughly beforehand. Question two, true or false?
False.
It is false. You'd need a, you'd need a UV light for that. Question three, true or false?
True.
No, it's false, I'm afraid. He likes it upside down. You're not buzzing in. What's wrong with you?
Panicking.
Okay. question four, true or false? Dane.
False.
No, that is true. But for a bonus point, that is an example of a...
acronym.
It's a light aircraft. No. Close. Question five. Question five, true or false? Dane.
True.
That is true. I haven't done an attack since 2003, in fact. I've gone very well. Very well since then. Question six, true or false? Lucy.
False.
False. It was Steven Seagal, of course. Question... question seven, true or false? Dane.
True.
Yes, in fact, yeah, either answer would have been correct there. Question eight, true or false? Lucy.
False.
It is false. It's Leamington Spa, of course. Question nine, true or false? Dane.
False.
It is false. He only used it was a disposable razor that he used. Question 10, true or false? Lucy.
False.
It's true, but only on birthdays and Christmas and with a lot of Vaseline. Okay. It's the end of the contest, ladies and gentlemen. Diane, could we have the final scores, please?
The final scores are Lucy Porter with 523 points. And the winner tonight is Dane Baptiste with 524 points.
Oh, my word, almost neck and neck. What a competition. Outstanding. So, Dane, you do indeed get the Halfords laser eye surgery home repair kit for whatever you wish to use it for. Good luck with that.
You have to use it before November the 17th.
Ah. Okay. I mean, which may have gone by, yeah. Perhaps we can have the victory jingle for Dane. I think that's supposed to have played in by... Probably not going to bother with that in future. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to Mr. Game Show! Our contestants were Lucy Porter and Dane Baptiste. My co-host was Diane Morgan. Keep applauding, I'm doing the credits! On sound, Alex Edelman, our producer, Joel Porter. Thanks to Dave, and thanks to Soho Theatre. This was Mr. Game Show. I've been Mike Wozniak, Mr. Game Show. Good night! Thank you! What's going on? Diane is just throwing things into the audience. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell, and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.